That completes day two, a day that started with Australia resuming on 2 for 389. They eventually declared at 4 for 556. Khawaja top scoring with 174. The only other wicket to fall today was Steve Smith for 48. New Zealand started brightly. They reached 1 for 102, but a collapse where they lost 4 for 16 in the space of 4.1 overs turned this game on its head. Somewhat of a fight back since then, a partnership of 39 from 10.4 overs between Kane Williamson and BJ Watling has New Zealand at stumps at 5 for 157 on the LHD Lawyers scoreboard. Kane Williamson, a superb undefeated 55 from 70 deliveries with 9 boundaries. And BJ Watling, who'll take the first ball tomorrow morning, unbeaten on 14. He soaked up 35 deliveries of pressure and struck a couple of boundaries. 5 for 157. The Black Caps trailing by 399 on the first innings with 3 days play remaining. Carl Rackerman and Dean Jones to wrap up Macquarie Radio Summer of Cricket Day 2 coverage from the Gabba.
Yeah, look, we saw New Zealand start the day bowling and they bowled much better than they did yesterday, but there were so many runs on the board and Australia was so dominant, and finally the declaration came almost mercifully, well before tea against some expectations, and then we saw some good batting, but the weight of the scoreboard pressure was too much, and then the collapse, as you said, Beaver. So they're 400 behind and it's just not a pretty picture.
Mocha, thanks for your work today, crowd of 14,187 in attendance today. Appreciate all our listeners. We'll be back on air 9:30 local time tomorrow morning on 4BC, NTS and cricket.com.au. Bruce Eva signing off from the Gabba. The Kiwis, 5 for 157. Good evening to you all.